Good morning and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Tuesday, April 30th. On today's show, developers rejoice as the Politburo of the Communist Party of China plans to inject a boost into the property market. Plus, the Hungarian foreign minister refutes China's overcapacity and emphasizes that Europe should not politicize economic issues. And later, we'll discuss the debate on candidates for the presidency of the European Commission, with the influence of China and Russia becoming the focus. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with rumors circulating that the CCP Politburo may be planning to inject a strong stimulus into the real estate market. This speculation has led to a surge in the stock prices of real estate developers. Here to delve deeper into this is our correspondent from Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about these rumors and their impact?
Certainly, David. The rumors started after the China Real Estate Association held a symposium with some enterprises. The speculation is that the CCP Politburo might introduce more stimulus measures this week to clear inventories, promote sales, and lift purchase restrictions. This has led to a significant rise in the stock prices of Chinese real estate developers.
And how significant was this rise in stock prices?
The rise was quite substantial. The Hang Seng Mainland Real Estate Index rose 4.3% in early trading, while the CSI 300 Real Estate Index in mainland China soared 6.9%. Both indices reached nearly four-month highs.
What's the rationale behind these rumored stimulus measures?
While the exact details are yet to be confirmed, the general consensus is that these measures are aimed at boosting the real estate market. By clearing inventories and promoting sales, the government hopes to stimulate economic activity. Lifting purchase restrictions could also make it easier for people to buy properties, further driving demand.
And what are analysts saying about this development?
Analysts believe that the rise in stock prices seems to be driven by these market rumors. They're speculating that the CCP Central Politburo will hold a meeting to discuss relaxing real estate policies. However, it's important to note that these are still rumors, and we'll have to wait for official confirmation.
Indeed, we'll have to wait and see how China's real estate market responds to these rumored stimulus measures. Shifting gears to another story out of China, Hungarian Foreign Minister Szijjártó recently refuted claims of China's overcapacity in an interview, expressing his hope that Europe will not politicize economic issues. Here to discuss this further is our correspondent from Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about Szijjártó's statements?
Certainly, David. Minister Szijjártó expressed sincere hopes that most European countries will not politicize and ideologize economic issues related to China. He believes that doing so could further damage the European economy.
And what was his reasoning behind these statements?
Szijjártó's comments seem to be rooted in the evolving landscape of the automotive industry. He pointed out that internal combustion engines are being replaced by electric vehicles. From this perspective, batteries, which are essential for electric vehicles, all come from Asia. This highlights the importance of maintaining strong economic ties with Asian countries, including China.
So he's essentially arguing for a more pragmatic approach to economic relations with China.
That seems to be the case, David. Szijjártó's comments suggest that he sees the economic benefits of cooperation with China, particularly in sectors like electric vehicle production, as outweighing any potential political concerns.
Thanks for that report, Bella. Shifting our focus to the European Union, the main candidates for the presidency of the European Commission recently held a debate with concerns over political infiltration by China and Russia taking center stage. Here to discuss this further is our correspondent from Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about this debate?
Certainly, David. The debate saw incumbent President Ursula von der Leyen, who is seeking re-election, defend her policies on multiple issues, from climate change and security to economy and democracy. The debate was marked by concerns over foreign influence, particularly from China and Russia, which have been heightened by recent controversies in Europe.
What were some of the key points of contention during the debate?
one of the main topics of contention was the potential for far-right and populist political forces to become gateways for Russian and Chinese influence. Anders Vistisen, the candidate of the far-right Identity and Democracy Group, criticized the EU's bureaucratic issues and von der Leyen's term. However, von der Leyen hit back, pointing out that the Alternative for Germany candidate is under investigation for colluding with Putin.
And what about the other candidates? What were their views on this issue?
Green candidate Bas Eichhout also spoke about the issue, stating that all the problems we see now are inextricably linked to Chinese and Russian influence. He pointed out that several right-wing and populist parties in Europe, which are part of the Identity and Democracy Group, have been accused of being influenced by China and Russia.
So it seems like foreign influence, particularly from China and Russia, is a major concern in the European political landscape.
Yes, that's correct, David. These concerns are likely to continue to shape the political discourse in Europe, particularly in the context of the upcoming European Commission presidency election.
Thanks for the update on the European Commission presidential race, Abby. Shifting our focus to China, rumors are circulating that the CCP Politburo may be planning to inject a strong stimulus into the real estate market. This speculation has led to a surge in the stock prices of real estate developers. Here to delve deeper into this is our correspondent from Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about these rumors and their impact?
Certainly, David. The rumors started after the China Real Estate Association held a symposium with some enterprises. The speculation is that the CCP Politburo might introduce more stimulus measures this week to clear inventories, promote sales, and lift purchase restrictions. This has led to a significant rise in the stock prices of Chinese real estate developers.
And how significant was this rise in stock prices?
The rise was quite substantial. The Hang Seng Mainland Real Estate Index rose 4.3% in early trading, while the CSI 300 Real Estate Index in mainland China soared 6.9%. Both indices reached nearly four-month highs.
What's the rationale behind these rumored stimulus measures?
While the exact details are yet to be confirmed, the general consensus is that these measures are aimed at boosting the real estate market. By clearing inventories and promoting sales, the government hopes to stimulate economic activity. Lifting purchase restrictions could also make it easier for people to buy properties, further driving demand.
And what are analysts saying about this development?
Analysts believe that the rise in stock prices seems to be driven by these market rumors. They're speculating that the CCP Central Politburo will hold a meeting to discuss relaxing real estate policies. However, it's important to note that these are still rumors and we'll have to wait for official confirmation.
Thanks for the insights, Michael. We'll certainly be keeping an eye on how this develops. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.